Cancer? Taylor text messaged today and said he's still cancer free. So I want everyone, we have a little group text message that some of the suits are on, and Fatty hates it. Like Fatty does not like getting text messages because they cost him money. I don't know why. Why did I refer to Taylor as cancer? Oh, that's horrible. Anyway, so Taylor messaged the group today and he was like, oh, I got my scan. I hope I'm not giving too much information, Taylor. Anyway, it was just, he said he had his visit with his doctor and he had a clean bill of health.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty hates it. That's horrible.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3233 of the BFO for Monday the 29th of June 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, we should be quieter. The Nip is in the other room trying to sleep. He's been trying to sleep all day. Big Fatty. That sounds vulgar. Hey, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're many of you, I'm sure, are, what am I trying to say? Oral addicts after spending the weekend listening to the little shows on the Pride 48. And, y'all, it was just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I am recording this prior to us doing the closing show. But y'all, just finished, helping out that Daniel Bieber, and Dr. Stone with a quiz program. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. But, enough about that. Let's, talk about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. See, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday night for the Fright little show. Y'all can't remember really anything Thursday. I don't think young Nicholas came by on Thursday night, but he may have, but I don't think so. But anyway, doesn't matter. Can't say that sleep has been lovely or terrible. It is what it is. Yo, by the way, I am in the studio here at the villa, and the Nip is visiting from the California, and y'all, he is in the. He is in the parlor, if you will, the receiving room. He is laying down on the sofa, and y'all, he is sound asleep. The door is open. Poodle is screaming. Squeaky Kitty is squeaking, and y'all, all I hear is snoring. And it is lovely. It's just lovely. Y'all, he went out earlier today and did a little shopping. So anyway, but he does not want to be on the little show. I've already talked to him about, Big Fatty, what are you doing? I don't know. Y'all, I don't know why. Oh, there we go. Now it's working. What am I trying to say? Big Fatty, y'all, there's something screwy with my computer here because I'm not seeing any kind of volume indicator on here. But Big Fatty, you're just as loud as ever. Anyway, enough of that, y'all. Something's just screwy Louie. And but anyway, y'all, let's see, what was I gonna say? For right, y'all. Yeah, no, you know what? No, that was Wednesday night that Durwood and Veda came over, I think. I don't remember shit. Fatty, we all know that. You don't have to repeat it every time. For right day evening, young Nicholas, he came by. Properly prepared the Tanqueray and Tonic, because y'all, it was the kickoff of the Pride 48 weekend. We had the suits all got together about 8:15 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Natter time, and we had a little get together, kind of talk things through, and y'all, then we had the opening show at 8:30 p.m., then did the, as always, the first show of the Pride 48 weekend. Y'all, I was not aware that I needed to do an hour. Y'all, I had only prepared for 20 minutes, and,
Yes, McVitie, I had to step in and help you,
y'all, the chat room stepped in and had lots of Axe Big Fatty questions for me, and y'all, it was just lovely. But y'all, in case you missed it, the big announcement was for the first time since 2012, the BFO will be doing this.
In 80 zillion podcast players across the whole wide earth, the BFO is counting on you. So stand up and prove your worth to show us where we're going so that we can really know what's needed for the future of our favorite little show. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your BFO get equal Podosphere representation. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget, bacon. Answer the BFO census. And all your answers aren't remotely confidential and will be read aloud on the little show.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
Yes, Big Freddy, you can count on me.
And together we will see each other through. The BFO Census, we're counting on you. The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Fatty, I'm so excited. And y'all, the BFO Census will run the month of July. And y'all, I'm going to post the census on the www. On Wednesday, so you can go over there and download it. And what you do is download it, fill it out, and send it back to Big Fatty to ruined at bigfattyonline.com. And y'all, as they come in, I'll read the census, and we can get a count of the listeners of the little show. Big Fatty, this is so exciting. It's true. Plus, we'll have some content in July. Big Fatty, that's the most exciting part. For right night, y'all, after a few cocktails, young Nicholas went home. He was here during the recording of the little show. In fact, he made a couple of quick walk-ons. You know, he was the Bob Hope of the little show on Friday night. And y'all then I slept with the Sail Telephonic device running because I wanted to hear the y'all, that was all just lovely. And let's see what else. You know that Taffy and Taylor, they did that. Oh my God, they're still talking. Little show overnight. Y'all, they went to 7:08 a.m. in the morning on Saturday.
Yes, Big Freddy. And then I had my little show Saturday morning at 10 a.m. in the morning. And thank goodness
Veda was here to help Poodle, because y'all, it was horrifying. It was just horrifying. Poodle pushed the button.
Big Freddy, I pushed the button and the window screen flew in and hit me in the head, and I felt like I was in a horrifying dream. Well, I can assure you it was.
horrifying. And y'all, the big outcome of what happened during Poodle's dream, y'all, the LFC, the Little Fatty Cast, had a return. And y'all, the big news there was that old Veda has put the LFC back on the WWW, and you can go to it at thelfc.online. Yes, Big Fatty. And I think Poodle Show is posted over there, or soon will be. Yes, Big Fatty. So that's thelfc.online. And I don't know if you have to use the WWW or not, but probably not. But anyway, y'all, we are in negotiations now of the LFC possibly coming back on a semi-regular basis. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. It's true. And y'all, then after Poodle came back to her senses, old Veda left, and y'all, then my friend the Nep, y'all, you've heard me talk about the Nep before. He's out there in the California, known the Nep for, I don't know, let's just see, probably 35 years or something like that. And he and a friend of his who lives in the San Francisco with Daniel Scott Angel, well, he doesn't live with Daniel Scott Angel, and Kathy Marshall, and Ant used to live out there too. He's not there anymore. And there are others out there as well. I just, you know, Tom and Terry have a place out there. Yes, Big Betty. He and his friend, we'll call him Larry, they came, and you know, this was a planned visit and everything, and we sat around and caught up and had went and got some takeout food from a fancy schmancy restaurant down in downtown Charleston, and brought it back here to the village. Y'all, it was lovely. I had the fried scrimps with the French fried potatoes. Y'all, it was the real skinny French fried potatoes, the shoestrings, but it was potatoes, not potato sticks. And the scrimps were wonderful. And y'all, then we got an appetizer that we split, a fried okra that came with a kind of a spicy sauce to dip it in, and some goat cheese. Oh, Big Fatty, we love a goat. And you know, I love goat cheese, but I just have trouble scraping all that cheese. Not that kind of cheese. Anyway, the Nip, we did a little driving tour downtown and everything, and the Nip and Larry decided that they were going to go down to the Dudley Do-Rights and check it out. We had driven by there earlier, and y'all, what was I saying? Y'all, they were open. I guess it was a little bit before 6:30 p.m. in the evening that we drove by, and folks were, you know, it wasn't crowded or anything, but there were folks sitting outside and everything. And so the Nip and Larry decided they were going to go down to the Dudley Do-Rights and have a cocktail. Y'all, they got down there at 9 p.m. in the evening, and it had already closed. They had decided to close early. I don't know what was going on, but it was closed. And then they came back here to the villa. Y'all, we had a heavy, heavy thunderstorm move through. And slept pretty well on Saturday night. Got up on Sunday. Y'all, we had a little brofkus and corfrey. And then Larry, y'all, he loves the New York City crossword puzzle. And y'all, he was working on that, and the Nip and I were trying to help him. Y'all, we didn't know half of it. And then I was working on the Sunday Sudoku, and y'all, then Larry said he was going up to see his family that lives in upstate South Kakalaki, up near the car lot, but in South Kakalaki. And so he left mid-afternoon, I'll say, and I was busy helping Daniel Biba and everything. And y'all, I have to admit, I did not get a chance to listen to very many of the little shows during the weekend. So I'm hoping that everybody posts their little show so I can hear them. And that'll be just lovely. And while I was helping Daniel Biba and all, the Nip decided he wanted to go and do a little shopping. You know, because everything's cheaper in South Kakalaki, except, and so he went and did a little shopping. Y'all, he went to, I think it's a girl's clothing store. I don't know why he went there. It's H&M, and I thought that was for hers and Mrs., but maybe I'm wrong. But maybe he just wanted to have something frilly. I don't know. But he's now back and taking a nip-a-nap, and then he'll complain that he couldn't go to sleep tonight. But that's okay. And y'all, we're gonna go and have supper with one of our mutual friends on Monday night, and then maybe lunch on Tuesday. But gotta check on some schedules and all. But y'all, I think it was a successful Pride 48 weekend. I got messages from several people. Oh, y'all, by the way, there was a big announcement on Snot. I don't know if you know Snot. That's the south and north of things. Y'all, they're adding Romo as a new co-host. So there'll be George in Atlanta and the Laughing Buddha. You know, he's the official spam bastard of the BFO. And Romo, he's still in Columbia, you know, which is where, if the state of South Kakalaki were having an enema. Well, anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, be pretty. Dear Gussie, now y'all, I don't know how many of you remember this, but on June the 29th, and in 2018, y'all, that was my last day of work at the coal mine. Now, I didn't officially retire until the 30th, but the 30th was a Saturday, and so I got that one for free. But y'all, I cannot believe it has been 2 years since I retired from the coal mine. Big Fatty, I can believe it. You're around here all the damn time now. You're driving me crazy. I'm just, in fact, I hope that window knocks me out again so I can get some sleep. Well, anyway, but y'all, it's just, and y'all, I gotta say, with everything going on with the colonic virus and everything, I'm just so happy that I am retired and I can be in my own little cocoon and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, happy retirement anniversarium to me. Oh, dear, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And y'all, tell the folks that you listen to their little shows and tell them how much you appreciate them. And y'all, I don't have a figure of how much was raised during the weekend, but y'all, we'll get that announced here pretty soon. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Cricket Hat. You know, he and Daniel Biba founded Pride 48. And old Cricket Hat, just out of curiosity, what do you think that I thought of the Geeky Gay little show this year?
Fatty hates it. That's horrible.
Oh, Big Fatty, you didn't even listen to it. How do you know? Yeah, whoa, you shouldn't have said that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.